The Racine Common Council normally allows up to 30 minutes for public comment to begin a general business meeting. With the suspension of the rules right off the bat, it took almost 90 minutes for everybody signed up to offer opinions, mostly about Fisher USA's purchase of just under an acre in neighboring Pierce Woods, that for an expansion plan. In the presentations from last night, it was RAMAC President Matt Montemurro calling this vital for keeping the 60 jobs with Fisher, also allowing 20 more with the expansion.
Their ability to purchase this land supports their growth needs for the next 10 years, which is extremely important. In addition to creating the new jobs, it allows them to remain at their current facility on Blue River Avenue, which they've occupied since 1956.
See Bongo Proninsky citing Joni Mitchell song lyrics urging reconsideration of the sale.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pave paradise to put up a parking lot. Please do not pave paradise to put up a parking lot.
After citizens' comments, it was a chance for the alderman to chime in, though few actually did. The park is in the district of Alderman Mary Lamb. She supports the jobs, noting the park is still going
to
be there.
It would be hard to fill this vacancy over the years, and the property could fall into disrepair and neglect and become an eyesore to the park instead of a well-maintained neighbor that it is. That is why I feel that I must vote yes for this expansion.
Alderman Jeff Coe said he was initially against the proposal.
I was told this is a unique situation. There are no other companies next to Parkland like this. This company has been a good neighbor for 60 years. They have 60 full-time employees with another 20 to be hired after the expansion. These are good-paying, skilled-level jobs. Most of their employees are local. They spend their money at local businesses in the area.
Alderman Dennis Weiser noting the tremendous impact that Fisher has for Racine Unified and helps train new workers.
If Fisher was about the bottom line, they simply 4 years ago would have put out a notice to all the industrial parks saying, build us a building, we're on our way. They didn't do that. They worked with us. We're grateful for it. The money that flows into the community from the salaries they pay is probably in the neighborhood of $5 to $10 million a year. We benefit greatly from having them here, and I look forward to keeping them here.
The $40,000 cost to Fisher includes acquiring and replacing trees and 10 years of property tax incentive program in relation to the number of new jobs, again up to 20. It should be noted that Pierce Woods is the same park where May the 15th of 1963, Racine Police Detective James Hanschel was shot and killed while on duty. A park in his memory is on Bird Avenue next to Gacy School. It includes the Racine County Law Enforcement Memorial. Confectionery workers at the Burlington Nestle plant ratify a new 5-year labor agreement, securing a strong contract that includes wage gains, 2.5% each year, and maintenance of health care and retirement benefits. Just under 400 workers represented by Teamsters Local 200 in Milwaukee. And the Racine County DA's office charging 35-year-old Cudahy resident Thomas Krivitz with felony theft by a contractor. A roofing job allegedly was never completed. Criminal complaint says the homeowner agreed to a $3,600 down payment on a $4,200 total cost for the job, $600 to be done after completion. Krivitz, the owner of TK Improvements, cashed the check, but no work according to reports. Efforts by the homeowner and the sheriff's department to contact Krivitz unsuccessful. He's got a first appearance on March 22nd. Court records also showing Krivitz facing similar allegations in Waukesha County.
So Goodwill Manufacturing has been operating in the Racine and Sturtevant area for well over 20 years. And we do contract packaging, light assembly, and warehousing logistics services. We employ people primarily with disadvantages, although this facility will have some folks with disabilities as well. We have another facility on the north side of Milwaukee that is primarily staffed with people with disabilities.
Goodwill's Mike Mattis talking about them growing in terms of more space and the workforce, future emphasis, he said, on warehouse logistics.
We currently employ 300 people over two shifts. 200 people first shift, 100 second shift. We anticipate growth based on our current business model where we could add up to 100 to 150 jobs over the next several years.
Goodwill already has a building on Enterprise Drive in the business park, still operating out of 21st Street in the city. This deal includes the need for multiple variances because it straddles two parcels. A resolution to allow Bear Realty to borrow up to $1.5 million for two apartment projects, one in Pleasant Prairie, the other in Paddock Lake, approved last night by the Kenosha County Board. Although this transaction is being called a loan, Supervisor Terry Rowe said it really doesn't involve any county funding. Instead, it uses a letter of credit through a bank.
What's a letter of credit? Well, it's a document that says to us that at any time we can go to that bank and draw upon the $1,500,000, and then we can turn right around and loan it back to Bear Development for that purpose. So at no time is there any liability on our part that somehow we're going to lose the county's money if one of these projects doesn't achieve its purpose.
Supervisor Jeff Gant said there's really no reason for the board not to support this proposal because it poses no risk to the county.
So this is something that I think we need to do. Both the municipalities want it. From what I understand, it'll help one of the municipalities with their water and sewer lines. It's good business.
As part of this agreement, Bear Development will also pay any costs or fees connected with the loan designed to help the company qualify for tax credits. The projects are Ava Manor in Pleasant Prairie and Whitetail Ridge in Paddock Lake. Both involving senior citizen housing, both have the support of the municipalities involved. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee recommended against waiving the permit fees for the 10 days of Salmonorama this summer at Pershing Park. The Common Council supporting it. Salmon Unlimited board member Jim LaFortune said they were pulling the request, but they also still want to help out the community, noting that they used to be at the festival site but just can't afford it now. Money raised during the event goes back into what LaFortune says is the promotion of fishing.
We spend thousands of dollars every year educating and encouraging youth in Racine and Racine County. We hold an annual kids fishing clinic in April at the Quarry Lake Park. We teach angling skills, water safety, and last year we gave away 200 rod and reel combos to the inner city kids. This year we're looking at giving away 350.
He reminded Alderman the group also donated the $26,000 cost of the picnic shelter at the boat ramp. Salmon Unlimited, the latest group seeking a fee waiver, only to be told again by the finance panel it won't happen. A Racine man involved in an early morning accident December the 4th at 15th Street and Lathrop Avenue is now facing charges. 23-year-old Tyler Lau, accused of felony counts of second-degree reckless injury, misdemeanor operating while intoxicated causing injury, and operating with a prohibited blood alcohol concentration. He was reportedly the driver of a vehicle that collided with an SUV at the intersection. It caused his car to roll onto its side and slide into a nearby home. As a result, a passenger in the SUV got ejected and two other women in the vehicle were hurt. Lau is going to be back in court on March the 9th. Proposed creation of the Evergreen Academy Single Site School on the 3300 block of Chicory Road got unanimous approval from the Mount Pleasant Plan Commission. But with the addition of some more buffering trees on the property and efforts to eliminate parking in front of the building on the south side of the road, a move that could impact parent pickup plans at nearby Dr. Jones School on the north side. Evergreen's principal, Michael Meyer, noting that events at their facility have a staggered schedule to prevent traffic problems.
Even right now, we stagger those events, and we're actually in three locations, but we're in two locations, but we do it middle school and elementary at separate times. Because we do have a lot of families who have students going to both middle school and we try to accommodate for that as well.
Commissioner John Keith said that the biggest concern he had, students crossing what is admittedly a very busy Chicory Road.
I don't like the idea at all of kids running back and forth across that street. It's that busy, and I know, because I've gone past there 50,000 times, roughly. And I'm just saying that I would like that explored. I think we're good with this, except for that, Mr. Chairman. At least that's my view. But I would like that somehow read into the minutes where that is pursued.
The conditional use permit request will be on next Monday night's Mount Pleasant Village Board agenda. The Evergreen Complex would be constructed in phases. An attorney for the Kenosha Tremper High School transgender student who won a lawsuit against the school says revocation of federal guidance related to bathroom use not going to impact his case. Attorney Iona Turner said that the rulings by both state and federal courts relied on cases showing it is unlawful to discriminate against transgender people, not on guidance issued by the previous Obama administration. However, an attorney representing the school district has a different take. Ronald Stadler says he believes the Trump administration's actions will boost the district's case as it appeals lower court rulings. The attorney for the operator of the Riverside Inn at Northwestern Avenue in the Dam got the Racine Common Council last night to send back to the Public Safety and Licensing Committee its recommended declaration of that site as a nuisance property. That would trigger financial reimbursement for certain police responses. Procedural issues got raised, including proper notification and whether the ordinance was even still in effect due to a reported sunset clause. Alderman Mike Shields said for legal reasons it's best to go back to committee.
So the city attorney can look at what he got in this evening so there won't be a lawsuit for due process. You know, there is a process, and if their attorney files some kind of complaint, we should at least look at that.
Alderman Ray DeHaan felt procedural problems claimed by the attorney were debunked by the city attorney's office at the meeting.
What he was doing is trying to take a small issue and make a big thing out of it, and you know, lawyers are, they do that. I think what's important, though, is that we act on this. Our resources of our city are overly used at that facility. And if we don't do something to stop it now, it's going to continue.
The Racine Council voted unanimously to send the Riverside Inn issue back to the Public Safety and Licensing Committee for further review. And a Kenosha-based political group made up mainly of progressives planning to stage a Paul Ryan listening session Sunday night at 6 o'clock at UAW Local 72 headquarters. However, Paul Ryan's office says he's not going to be there, calling the event a clever attempt to draw attention to itself. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.